Why was he hating on your garb in the winter?
I don't know. You know how parents get. They True. Hate when you're dressed, when you're underdressed for the weather.
Well, yeah, when you're wearing
get a jacket on. Wear a jacket.
So you were shorts and tee in the winter?
Gym shorts and tee.
Well, you were just big dog stunting out there?
I stay big dog stunting. I run hot.
Damn.
I don't need that. I don't need those extra layers.
He was probably salty.
Phil was probably a little salty.
Yeah, he saw you out there.
Oh, dude. Power washed the house with him yesterday.
Stop.
So funny.
How would you guys get all the way up to the top?
We tried. The top of the house is still got some mold on it.
How'd you balance a ladder?
No ladder. No ladder. We fucking spraying it as far up as we can. The brush was super long.
Oh.
There was a sprayer and a brush. A
couple of ground guys.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you think, dude, Gillis is a very ground.
You guys weren't hopping on a ladder. Ground.
Oh, of course not.
That's crazy.
Of course not.
You know, I used to power wash when I was in high school. I had my own business for a summer, yeah. I just power washed like all the houses in my girlfriend's neighborhood, and then the business fell apart. I was like, fuck. It was founded on an unstable relationship. I made a couple thousand that summer.
That's pretty great. Phil, I was, you know, living my lifestyle lavishly, laying on the couch. He came in. I was like, why don't you get up? Help me out here.
Oh.
I was like, what? What are you doing? He's like, I'm washing the sides. I was like, how long is it going to take? He was like, half hour. Get up.
How long?
30 minutes in, we're still in the same, like, 8 feet.
You guys are washing it from the ground.
Took so long.
Yeah, you got to be up. So you got to be up on a lad like 4 feet from it, just blasting the current.
The water didn't do shit.
No, dude.
Water wasn't doing anything. Even at the close level, it wasn't doing anything.
Really?
Yeah, we needed the brush.
What kind of washer are you working with?
I don't know.
Gas power.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, so he's got gas. It's not bad. How big was it? About.
Looked like a mini generator. On wheels?
You're probably up around 3,500. Yeah, probably like 2,200 PSI.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking 2,200 PSI.
Yeah, a little residential job.
But yeah, that was...
How much did it run out of gas? Did it run out of gas?
Once.
Like 30... Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Those things hog fucking gas.
I left midway through the job. I was like, you got
fucking
it.
Bailed?
You got it, dude. This sucks.
You fucking bailed.
I was like, I didn't come back here. Dude, this is my day of rest. I got fucking hammered this weekend. I was like, just let me lay.
You should have washed the whole house.
No, he instantly took a... He made me do it the whole... Like, I walked out, and he was just like, help me out. And he was like, all right, here, you do the brushing. And I was like, you do the fucking brushing, dude. The brushing sucks.
I've never seen a power wash.
And then
like
I kept
that.
Shooting him with a power wash. Just kept spraying it. Okay.
Dude, that, did you ever get... That can cut your feet.
No, I'm telling you, this thing was weak, dude.
Really?
This thing was weak.
I was in power washing my barefoot like a fucking animal, and I was just like, I didn't believe that water could cut me. I was doing it with my cousin. And I was just like at my parents' house power washing the floor before a party. I was power washing like the cement, and he's like, dude, run that on your foot. I'm like, it's water. It's not. I hit my foot, and fucking my foot started bleeding.
Oh wow.
Well, again, this was little, probably a little 1800, dude. This isn't like a, you know.
It wasn't the big dog.
3,500 PSI.
I mean, if it's 3,500, you might lose a foot.
Oh, you could cut deep.
You'd blow some toenails off.
You could. If you got like a real commercial sidewalk power washer with like the tank on a trailer, I could literally just cut your arm off. Like right through it.
Yeah, man.
Be sick.
That'd be awesome. All right.
Anyway.
What's going on?
Nothing. No, I'm like,
no, that was it.
I'm kind of pissed you didn't help your paw.
I helped out my paw as long as I could. But once I
realized when
the job was totally useless, I was like, all right, this is fucking stupid. You're wasting your time. He was wearing like a polo and jeans, and he was covered in sweat. Covered in sweat. I was like, you're going to fucking die.
That's what he probably wanted.
That was the other thing.
He probably wanted you to come out and see him die.
I went, just like, witness my death. I didn't have clothes. All I had was what I wore to the show. So I had like black jeans. And I was like, God damn it, dude. I don't want to do this. So I put on like his old windbreaker pants. And a fucking, dude, I was wearing like shitty knockoff Adidas pants and a Legion of Skanks t-shirt. Oh, I was just like, dude, if somebody drives by in this neighborhood, because they all know who I am now.
Yeah.
Like if they drive by and they're like, oh, there's that fucking guy. Is that fucking weird? And I'm just a retarded guy at home brushing the side of a house.
There's Phil Gillis and his goth son like, standing there like, dude, I don't want to fucking do it.
I don't feel like doing it anymore.
It sucks.
Come on. Yeah. So I was just dreading.
You just listened to fucking Sevenfold and headsets.
Every car that drove by, I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Hunched over with a fucking Legion of Skanks t-shirt. While Phil's doing the work, and I was just standing behind him holding like a brush.
You're in swishy pants.
So embarrassing, dude. Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Oh my God. Dude, to this day, if I get to do chores with my dad, I'm still like 12 where I'm like, I got dad. And I'll like lift the heaviest thing I can. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
No, I still had that in me.
Did you?
But I can't, like, if I'm doing a job like that, I have to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was just fucking with him the whole time. It's the only way I could get through it. And he didn't, you know, he didn't enjoy it.
What would he say?
I don't know. I would like spray him with the hose. he was furious. He was really upset.
I got mad beef.
You got beef in the house?
Me and Phil are beefing the last 2 days.
What are you guys beefing on?
He's working on the yard. Like he's like planting flowers and shit.
Yeah.
And if he does something, he is such a dickhead.
What do you mean?
Like because he's doing that, he'll walk around and be like, "What are you doing today?" just constant dickhead. Like, so earlier today, I did this interview with this this Irish kid. It was pretty funny. And the one time he comes down the steps to work in his computer's down here.
Yeah.
The only time in the day he came down was, it's like a 20-minute interview.
Mm-hmm.
He comes down, I'm like, fucking dad walked down. He needs to be here every time I record something. He's like, "What the fuck, Shane?" Like, he like spazzed on
me. He's pissed.
Dude, he got pissed. Did I tell you this? Yeah, I told you this. I beeped the horn while he was cutting the lawn.
Yeah, you did. You did.
He lost his fucking mind. Wearing my hat, and he took it off and threw it in the yard and walked inside.
Why'd you beep at him? I forget. Why'd you beep?
Because I was going to tell him to just take my fucking hat off. It was covered in sweat. It was like a ring of sweat in my fucking hat. I was like, why are you wearing that?
Damn, dude, how's he feel?
But yeah, I beeped at him. It scared him. And then he was like, I was making fun of him. I was like, "You're like my niece." I was like, "You and my niece are the only ones I know that spaz when they get scared."
Oh.
Things haven't been good.
Why didn't you do some yard work with the old man?
I offered like 10 different times. I was like, "Do you need help with that?" He was like, "No, I'm fine." And no, he's not mad that I'm not helping. He's mad that he just did something. So he's like, he's a dickhead.
Yeah, he's trying to make it seem like what you're doing is bullshit because you're not out there.
Not even that necessary. Yeah, that for sure. There's definitely tones of that, but he's just angry. Like, he'll come in the house like, "What? What?" Like, if you try to talk to him, it's fucking crazy.
Dude, put some blue jeans on and get out. Just grab a shovel, dude.
I told him to fuck off.
Don't even ask. Just go out there and be like, "Paul," and just start digging next to him, dude.
We need to plant these, you know, these flowers together.
Hey, get those azaleas going, dude.
No, there were real men here working. I kept making fun of him for that because he didn't mulch.
Oh, okay.
Other dudes mulched.
So he's more of like the landscape architect.
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now, which it actually looks really good, and he's doing a good job, but it's funny. I mean, the cost is not worth it. Like, his
for
attitude.
Landscaping?
His attitude is the actual cost of having a nice front yard is not worth Phil's. I mean, dude, we're talking pure fucking dickhead.
He's not worth, you know, what you're talking like the suburban pressure of the perfect lawn.
He's never given into that. He's always had a shitty yard. Like, and in my neighborhood, people go nuts for like Christmas and Halloween and shit. Never want. He leaves the Christmas lights in the tree year round.
That's a very good
and
idea.
Just plugs them in.
I don't see why more people don't do that, honestly.
It's very funny.
I mean, but dude, no. That's a miserable time of year of like taking down Christmas lights.
Oh, I mean, especially our tree in the front's pretty big.
There's got to be so many cases on like December 28th of dudes just hanging from Christmas lights of just like getting to the top of the house and being like, "Fuck it, dude."
Just some wife being like, "When are you going to do that?"
Just suffocating yourself on the inflatable Santa, just wrapping the fucking thing around it.
Yeah, putting your head in that snow globe. It's, but I know how to win. I know how to win. Anytime my mom's around, I bring up the fact that they should have a pool. That's a guaranteed fight. Also, the fact that Phil has been gambling on Madden. He's been gambling on the video games.
What?
Yeah, Twitch will just air simulated games. Like, nobody's playing, just computer versus computer. And him and his friends are fucking betting on it.
So you got.
So I ratted him out. I ratted him out. Anytime he starts talking shit, I'm like, "Don't you have fucking video games to bet on?" And he's like, "Well, Shane, okay." And my mom's like, "You better not be."
I mean, also, who's running these simulations? That seems like a highly fixable enterprise.
Very fixable.
I'll throw – yo, I'll put this out there right now. I'll throw a Madden game if anyone wants to bet on it.
Yeah, just change the ratings. Give Tom Brady like 99 speed.
I won't even have to throw it. I'll just lose. Bet against me in Madden.
No one's playing. It's just the computer.
So this is just a sim.
It's just a simulation that dudes are sitting down and watching on their cell phones and betting on it. Taking the over on like the Bears versus the Titans.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they're like 48 points. We got to hit it. Dude, I don't know if I should be airing out the old man, but I saw one guy betting on it that was betting like $600 a game.
What?
Dude, he was putting $600 on Madden where no one was playing.
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
these
are bored boys, dude.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This makes sense.
Yeah, you can't put on sports, although there is NASCAR now and German soccer. So the bets have gone up. I watched Phil. Phil was watching a Bayern Munich game the other day. And so, I was like, wait, you have to – I was like, please take the over. He's like, it's 3.5. I was like, take it.
Did he win?
Yeah, I got him a win.
Your picks are good, dude.
I know soccer just from fucking FIFA. And German League, it's just Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. They're the only team. Everybody else sucks, but it's fun.
Damn, dude, that's fucking nuts. I didn't even think about what sports bettors – or just sports fans. In general. The only thing is NASCAR. UFC went on, right? They did an
UFC's been good. They've had some fucking sick fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been really good. But
so football bet. What is it right now? This is baseball season, right?
This is supposed to be the NBA playoffs, which would have been fucking – that would have been fun. And I think Stanley Cup would have been ending soon.
What the fuck are they going to do? Are they going to just, like, pick up next season?
Season's over, yeah.
No champion?
No champion.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Sounds pretty good. Tibble. Man, I really want to show you this cat's diarrhea butt.
Can I see his ass? Yeah. Just wait. Right,
yeah, I'll go get him.
Go get that cat. Tibble. I want to see this
he
cat's
He runs
ass.
For me. He doesn't like me. No one really fucking likes
me. My nephew, his fucking cat.
Go get that cat's ass. Let me see here.
He's off. He ran. You're not gonna believe this cat's ass, dude.
Let me see that cat's ass.
Bite me.
It's worth it, dude. Yo, dude. Oh,
he's clawing me. He's clawing me.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry, bud.
He clawed you, dude. You just exposed him.
It's like a diarrhea butt, dude.
It's just like a perfect like circle.
Yeah, something's been wrong with him since he was a kitten. Like, literally, he'd walk around with, like, half a turd hanging out.
You think the original parent got to him?
The
original human might have, like...
No, because his tail is bitten off, too. He got fucked up when he was a youngster, for sure.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think it could have been a cat, like, when he was a kitten, bit its tail off, and just its paw inadvertently just got up in his ass?
Maybe. I don't know. He's got a bad butt.
Your cat's been penetrated. It has to have been.
Why are you trying to do that?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying. I'm looking at that kind of damage. It's the literal butthole.
He's got a loose butt.
Exactly. It's a butthole of a porn star, dude.
My cat's not gay, dude.
I'm not saying your cat's gay. I think you know, things could have happened. I don't think your cat was a bit, of course.
I don't think if he had been penetrating his butt would still be loose.
I'm saying it's more of a chronic thing.
Yeah, he's got like a damn. He's got his back end is fucked.
That looked like a portal of just shit. It was just like
it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And he also shits in my sister's bathtub. He doesn't even use his kitty litter, like his box.
He just
shits in the bathroom.
Oh, it looked like a Rick and Morty portal of just like.
No, he's a horrible cat. Like if you come here and say a word about the cat, my mom will be like, "Take him." They're trying to kill this cat.
Throws up, right? I've seen his throw. I've seen some of
fucking
his throw
throws work. Up. He brought fleas in the house. He gets in fights with other cats. He comes back all fucking torn up. He brings animals to the house all the time.
Dead animals.
Yeah, he's totally a wild cat.
That's fucking.
He's awesome. An outdoor cat. He's destroyed every door in this house. He rips them apart, dude. He's an apex predator. There's nothing we can do about it. He runs the house.
True. You just gotta let him do his thing. I mean, how old is he?
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's young. He's like six. The cat's gonna outlive my parents.
It's big too, though, man.
Yeah, maybe. Thankfully, he's fat enough. He'll die at like 12.
True. It's
But cats live, dude. Some cats live. He could live to like 17. He could be here till they die. There's a good chance he outlives Phil.
Damn, that would be crazy.
Phil's going to have a fucking heart attack, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this level of, like, the level of anger and stress he's under just from doing this is, I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, dude, he's got to be chapping his ass, dude. He can't go out. Like, imagine how much of his shit was, like, going out, hitting the lodge, chilling with his boys, watching sports. You take that away from a bunch of dudes, that's fucking people up, man.
Yeah, and he's just trapped with his wife.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Who's just like, we need a pool. They have a pool. I'm the only one of my friends without a pool. It's just like, Jesus Christ. Set dude, it up. New studio is going to be, bro. It's going to be so fucking litty.
It's going to be unbelievable.
If this motherfucker is coming down here again.
Big Phil? Please,
there actually might be a fist fight. I'll turn the camera around so you can see us.
Please do. Spear him. Is he down?
No, he's not. If I spear him, I'll kill him. It sucked. I grabbed his arm to like push him the other day, and he like he did that old man thing where they try to like plant their feet and not move. But then once I got him moving, his feet didn't catch up. He had his arm like hooked, and I just grabbed it, like pulled him as hard as I could, and he like stumbled forward, and I was like, oh. It's kind of sad, actually. I'm sorry.
Pissed off, dude, doing the fucking.
Look, I have the beep. The beep is what started this. Beeping at him when he was mowing the lawn and scaring him has started this whole thing. He's never backed down from being like, all right, maybe I overreacted there.
Yeah, startling the geezer is embarrassing, dude. That'll piss him off.
He spat, dude. He, like, got in my face in the garage. Like, me and him were face-to-face in the garage. And he was like, you want to be a punk? You want to be a punk like that? I was like, Dad, you're being a pussy right now.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so funny.
There's another thing. I haven't been around people and, like, normal people in a long time. Like, I've just been around me and my friends. So this is how I talk.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been in, like, a relationship. Like, I haven't. So, like, I'll talk to my dad. I'll be like, fuck you, dude. And he's like, what'd you fucking say? Like, I can't not talk that way. While he's looking at his fucking Madden game on.
Oh, dude.
It's not good. We'll be all right. In fact, I'm going to regret trashing the old man on the next cast. He's a good boy. He's a good geese.
He's a great boy.
He's just
boy,
fired
dude.
Up. Yeah, he's. I love him. I look up to him. I think he's hilarious.
Hell yeah.
I'd like to have his personality when I was older. But
you need that.
He is being a fucking total dickhead right now.
You got to get out there. You got to get a shovel, put the gloves on, start doing some landscaping, dude.
I got to go ride Peloton after this, dude.
True.
I got to drive over to my sister's and hit the fucking bike. My fucking grundle and butt is destroyed from this thing.
Yeah, that'll fucking crush.
It's a hard seat, dude.
It'll desensitize.
The fucking bike seat is hard. It feels better today. Wait, what?
They say if you ride bikes all the time, it can like desensitize your boner temporarily. No big deal. They're saying like because the blood flow like kind of cuts blood flow off in a way. Where they said that can over time, dudes who ride like 50 miles constantly, you're not gonna run into.
No. No, I got different reasons to be.
Yeah, do routine self-exams. You'll be fine.
I got different reasons to be worried about, like, blood flow and shit than the one workout I do.
Yeah, no, you're fine. This is, like, guys who ride bikes for, like.
I'll be lounging.
I think it's more women, too. If women ride bikes hard, I think it does something, like, it can decrease their sex drive. But it's, like, you know, miles and miles and miles. It's just.
Yeah, I'm not close to that. It's fun, though. It's just me. I go with hip-hop every time.
Yeah.
This black dude's fucking hyped the whole time.
That's tight.
It's fun. He's like, I believe in you. He's yelling that at me. I'm like, I fucking believe in me.
Can you see the people that you're like competing against?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can see what numbers they're putting out. And I try to beat it. I beat Katie's, my sister's records.
Hell yeah.
First 2 days, I beat her 20 and 30 minute. Today, I'm going to beat her 40 minute record.
How's Meany? Is he on the board?
I haven't checked Meany's. He works at a dealership.
True.
So Meany's is on that car dealer life, which is 12 hours a day, and then you come home and go to sleep.
Yeah, you don't hit the Peloton that hard.
That's another thing you're dealing with when you're buying a car. You're dealing with a dude whose life is entirely selling cars.
Yeah, why do they got to work? Oh, I guess that makes sense. They got to just be there.
Their hours are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, here's why. It's usually because, and no offense to Meany, and no, you know, I sold cars, but it's typically guys that either didn't graduate college or they don't have the qualifications to be making the money that they make selling cars.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of like, well, I can tell you whatever I want. Like, I can tell you to work 12 hours a day, fucking 6 days a week.
Yeah, because they can make bank, and they usually do. Because
they are making bank. And the longer they stay working, the more they bank.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. Where are we at time-wise? Yeah. I hope this will help. This episode will help you get out of the doghouse.
What do you mean?
You'll feel distant from the issue, you know?
Oh, for sure. Dude, I'm about to, you know, brother.
I'm going to go upstairs and hug Phil.
Yeah, I'm going to – that was the problem. I was sweetening Bay over, dude. I was like, let me pause up there and make sure she's cool. And then I'm like, so what's going on? And it was just apparently I had done something. I'm like, what? So I was like, what the fuck? I thought we were going to fucking talk shit on your mom together. What the fuck? She's crying about me. I thought we were going to trash your mom. What the fuck? Why are you attacking me? So, yeah. So I
always – That's the thing, dude. My house right now, my mom, my sister, and my dad, it's just a constant – it's constant war.
Really?
It's constant, like, total teams. War. Teams are formed at any moment someone can backstab you in the middle of a fight. Like, I'll be fighting with my dad, and all of a sudden my mom will jump in and be like, it's his turn to watch the television. Like, there's just a new – just an outsider comes in and throws a punch. It's like, you bitch. It's crazy. And my sister's a wild card, dude. She's got that, like, post-surgery energy of just pure anger at all times. So she's walking around like, help me. It's like, all right.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, it's
– Yeah, it's a good time. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of people. Every day there's a bet. Like, I'll sit down. I can hear they're trying to make dinner right now. So I'll sit down with them. My mom will give me one of the – like, we'll sit down for dinner. My mom will give me the worst pieces of information. The least important things I've ever heard in my life. Like we'll sit down and we'll be like, so-and-so just had a hip replacement. I'll be like, who the fuck are you talking to? Why are you telling me that?
that's what on radar, dude. That's like,
I know, but I hear about everybody's kids and everybody what they're doing. And I tell her every single time, like, you need to stop telling me these things.
Yeah.
For some reason, it makes me mad.
What do you get told to about hip replacement?
Well, it just makes me mad to know that she's that far removed from reality, that she thinks this is pertinent information for me.
That someone got their hip replaced.
Yeah. I'm talking like a dude that lives down my street. And I like him. He's a great guy, and I love his family. I'm friends with his kids, but like.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I don't care.
She brought like soup over to their house, well, which is nice. Nice thing, but it's like. Don't tell me about it. I don't care.
You don't want to hear the local like hip replacement news?
No. I don't want to hear about so-and-so getting a – pools are big. Pools are big on the docket. We're talking pools.
True. Well, hip replacement's a big deal. If you're like staring down possibly getting a hip replacement, that's all you'll want to talk about.
Like, true.
Because it's like any geezer is ready for – priming for one. Like, that's coming at some point. We'll get our hips replaced. One of us – we'll probably both get our hips replaced at a certain point. Yeah. Knee replacement.
So I don't know if, again, dude, I might be dead.
I don't think so, dude. You think that, but I think it's
true. If I keep hitting this Peloton and not drinking, exactly. I probably in 2 weeks, I probably added 5 years to my life.
You're gonna ride that. You're gonna ride that
2 weeks off.
You're gonna ride that Peloton into eternity, dude. You're gonna ride that. Into
that thing
forever.
Might come off the frames. I might take it out of the house. I'm the as hard as I'm pedaling it. I might hit the open highway with it. It's fun. It's the first workout I've done in a long time that I've actually enjoyed. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to stop.
Why?
Well, I'm just going to stop, for sure.
Yeah, you're going
to
move away.
I'm going to go back to New York. I was thinking about buying one. They're about as much as one of those fucking switchers, to be honest.
You should. Buy one.
You can put it in my house.
I wonder if I get a Peloton that makes me, like, that has me positioned in a wheelie, that I'm just riding a bicycle with a bunch of young black kids doing a wheelie.
Oh, in Philly? Just popping a wheelie with the kids?
Yeah. Like a Peloton dirt bike where I'm just with Meek and I'm just fucking.
They should have like a program, maybe like a VR program for people to run with like a swarm of black dirt bikers in Philly, like Creed. Meek Mill's on the headphones. You get to jog at all times. There's just a hologram because you'd still need to be able to see. So it's just a hologram of black bikers around.
It's like Pokemon Go. Of just
exactly like Pokemon Go.
Like, except the champ. You're the champ.
Hell yeah, champ. And then you get to stand there and fucking. And dudes circle you on fucking ATVs. That's a good program.
That'd be awesome.
Except it only comes with one Meek Mill album. It just only plays that. Man.
They probably watched like It's a Wonderful Life and were like, this is what we should be doing, dude. Just a nice town, small town.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched that for the first time.
Is it good?
No. But my dad cried at the end of it.
Wait, what was your Christmas gift?
So funny. Hold on.
Go ahead, yeah.
At the end of this movie, first off, the movie fucking sucks. The guy's so annoying.
Yeah.
He just screams the whole fucking time. He's like, oh my God, it's Christmas today. He's like, the kids are here. I love your kids.
Oh.
He's like hugging his kids. He's like, my beautiful wife is here. Oh.
Was it like the movie Click where he like goes away and then comes back?
Yeah, it's one of those like, there's some evil banker.
The SPXX just stirred, dude.
There's a disturbance in the force. This guy loses, like, he's going bankrupt or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's being a bitch about it, dude. He's going to, like, kill himself because of it.
What?
And then he goes and...
What's the banker have to do with it? He just tells him, like, hey, by the way.
So the main character sent his boy to pay off the bank. He gave him, like, $8,000 in cash, and the guy loses it. And the banker finds it and just keeps it. And is like, yeah, sorry, you guys owe me money. He just stole the money.
Really?
Yeah. So then the main character goes to jump off a bridge, and his guardian angel meets up with him and then brings him back into town. I don't know. Brings him back into town as if he never existed or something.
Yeah, like Ghost of Christmas Past kind of thing with a suicide.
Yeah, the guy goes into the bar and he's like, oh my God, Bert, how are you? So the guy's like, I've never seen you, mister. You better get your hands off me. And he's like, Bert, what's gotten into you? And he like punches him.
Damn.
He's like, what's going on here?
So he's just a stranger in his town.
Yeah. And then, in the end, the whole town comes together to pay him, to give him money. They're like, we heard you were down on your luck. So everybody chips in to pay off his thing. And then, like, while that was happening, I was like, this movie fucking sucks. And I look over on the recliner, and my dad was sobbing. And he tried to hide it. He looked at me and was like, what? because you know how when you're like, have you ever cried during a movie?
Sure.
You know how you're like, I hope no one sees me crying. Like, you try so hard to be like.
You're like.
Yeah, he did that. But he was just full, like, eyes just, because wasn't letting himself cry. So his eyes were just totally just filled with water.
He had like SpongeBob eyes.
Totally. Like, totally full eyes of tears. And I like looked over and he was like. What? I was like, are you fucking crying at this dumb fucking movie?
What'd he say?
He got up and walked away.
Oh, man,
yeah,
dude.
It's so funny. I ruined his... He loves the movie. You know, probably has sentimental value. You know, he grew up watching it.
Sure.
But...
That was good
fun.
You could ruin that for
him.
It
was fun to, like, look over at the couch and be like, you're fucking gay, dude? What's wrong with you? Yeah, then I cried during an Apple commercial later that day.
Did you really?
And I was like, all right, I see where I get it.
Well, what commercial was it?
We talked about it. It's a commercial where this granddaughter makes a slideshow for her grandpa on an iPad where her dead grandma, his wife, is at the family table. They play like the Up music.
Dead grandmoms will get you.
Yeah. Yeah, just an old man that's like, I miss her so much.
Yeah,
like,
surviving grandpa is like...
Surviving grandpa is tough. Surviving grandma can just plow through it. Like, I didn't like him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She has a bunch of jewelry, and she's like, whatever.
The gift, we talked about this.
Hold on one second. Let me plug this in before everything gets ruined. All right, we're back. I had to plug in. We were operating on some low battery energy. Did not want to just have something just slip into total the void. What is the gift? Refresh my memory.
My mom bought me a t-shirt that said, I paused my game for this.
You didn't tell me this, dude.
I was probably ashamed. It's one of the most shameful gifts I've ever received.
That's a nice dub T fucking gift.
I couldn't believe she got me that.
She knows you're a gamer, bro.
Yeah, I just handed it back to her. I was like, what are you doing?
You're not going to wear that?
You think I'm going to wear a fucking, I paused my video game for this t-shirt?
Dude. She probably thought you were an good boy, dude.
She tried to buy me an good boy gift. I'm like, I'm not gonna wear. I'm not gonna wear. You think I'm gonna wear this like on stage?
You
like,
should have
paused
dude.
My game for this.
She probably thought it was funny. You know how much laughs you would get? People
she
like,
got
damn.
Some chuckles out of it. She was like, well, you probably did. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
shut up, mom.
So what? You gave it back to her?
Yeah, I handed back every gift I got.
For Christmas?
Just about. Except my one sister got me eye drops. That's what I kept.
There you go.
I got towels and eye drops.
There you go. What were your other gifts? What was your haul?
My dad got me a button down with a Notre Dame logo and just sewn onto it. It was like a regular button down.
That's what's
up. It was like a fucking checkered button down. It like, makes no sense that it has a Notre Dame logo on it. it's crazy.
Dude, that's I've seen those shirts before. I think your dad has one of those shirts.
Yeah, he wears those constantly. I was like, all right, well, you're going to keep this. So here you go. I just gave that back to him, and then Katie bought me.